أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقيل للذين اتقوا ماذا أنزل ربكم قالوا خيرا للذين أحسنوا في هذه الدنيا حسنة ولدار الآخرة خير ولنعم دار المتقين جنات عدن يدخلونها تجري من تحتها الأنهار لهم فيها ما يشاءون كذلك يجزي الله المتقين الذين تتوفاهم الملائكة طيبين يقولون سلام عليكم ادخلوا الجنة بما كنتم تعملون صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 30, 31 and 32 of Surah An-Nahl. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about those who disbelieved, their condition in this world and in the hereafter. Ya Allah Ta'ala says, وَقِيلَ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, and it will be asked to those who have the quality of taqwa. Quality of taqwa here, one is that they abstained from any form of kufr, any form of shirk, any form of nifaq. In other words, they protected their aqidah, their belief system. They believed in the tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And also, they kept away from the disobedience of Allah. So such individuals will be asked, ماذا أنزل ربكم? What did your Rabb send down? If anybody asks us one single word, how we would define the Qur'an? What is that one single word? If anybody asks us about the revelation of Allah, about the Qur'an, قَالُوا خَيْرًا, they will say the best. That is the Qur'an. The best insofar as its words are concerned, the best insofar as its methodology, its eloquence, the message that the Qur'an gives, the best way to reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the best kitab and the best set of rules to practice upon, and of course the best of rewards we will get for this kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So if we can enshrine in our hearts, we can engrave in our hearts that Allah has given us the best, that is the Quran Sharif, and we will become the best in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala if we practice upon the kitab of Allah. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا, for those people who do good in this world. In other words, whatever they do, obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whatever they do for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, then hasana, for them is hasana, for them is good. What is this good? That good Allah will grant them in this world, and Allah will grant them in the hereafter. وَنَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ, and the hereafter is best. وَلَنِعْمَ دَارُ الْمُتَّقِينَ, and an excellent abode is the abode of the muttaqeen, those who have this quality of taqwa, saving their iman and keeping away from the disobedience of Allah. جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ, there will be gardens that will be forever. يَدْخُلُونَهَا, they will enter it. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْدِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, under which rivers flow. لَهُمْ فِيهَا مَا يَشَاءُونَ, and for them in Jannah will be whatever they desire, whatever the heart can desire, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant to them. كَذَلِكَ يَجَزِي اللَّهُ الْمُتَّقِينَ, and that is how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reward the muttaqeen, those who have the quality of taqwa. At the time of maut, what would their condition be? The condition of the disbelievers, we heard in the previous verses, الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ طَيِّبِينَ, those that the malaika will draw their souls, the malaika will draw their ruh, طَيِّبِينَ, whilst they are in a good state. Allah grant us all. They save their iman, they save themselves from bad, wrong beliefs, they save themselves from ill deeds, and again, if there was any ill deeds, they made tawbah. So when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends the malaika, then at that time, it will be tayyibin, they will be in a good state with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَقُولُونَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, And when the malaika come to draw the ruh, the malaika will say, Salamun alaikum, peace be upon you. Udukhulul jannah, enter jannah, bima kuntum ta'malun, because of what you had done, in other words, because of your deeds. This entering Jannah obviously will happen after the day of Qiyamah, but in the Qabr, Allah will make that Qabr garden from the gardens of Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.